Hey there, welcome to the No Holds Barred podcast, your inspirational in-your-face and no bullshit show where I motivate you to live the life that you deserve, one of crazy fucking ridiculous joy. My name is Eva and thanks for being here listening to me. So if you caught, I hope you actually caught the last episode because it was my life story from hell to happiness. And I had realized 4 episodes in that I still hadn't told you anything about myself. So that episode is just dedicated to my life. And so you can get to know a little bit more about me. Now, if you listened to that episode before you tuned into this one, you will know that I had a pretty crazy life. It was pretty, I went through a lot of trauma and tragedy, and I had a lot of bullshit in my life. I had a lot of abuse in my life, a lot of things that just went wrong. And I'm not going to say a lot of things that failed because I don't believe in the word fail or failed or failure or failing. I don't believe in that F word. Just a lot of shit that just didn't go right. So I'm a big fan of forgiveness, and I want to talk about forgiveness tonight. People kind of, you know, over on my Facebook page, Amazing Me Movement, I talk a lot about forgiveness. I write a lot of blogs about forgiveness. I do a lot of lives over there about forgiveness, and people, and I still get this to this day, people always ask me, oh my God, you've been through so much. How can you forgive those people? And I always say to them, how can I not forgive those people? You know, one of the biggest things that people don't understand about forgiveness is that when you are forgiving somebody from your past that's really, really hurt you, and I mean people that have done some really shitty things to you, right? Physical abuse, sexual abuse, mental, verbal, emotional abuse, anything like that. Those are some pretty hardcore, shitty things to forgive. But when you forgive the abuser or the douchebag from the past, you're not forgiving them because they deserve forgiveness. You are forgiving them because you deserve peace of mind. So listen, when we hang on to all that anger, toxicity, that negativity from the past, when we don't release it, when you hang on to all those memories, now I'm not going to say, you know, you're going to just forgive and forget because we're never going to forget. But when you hang on to all those memories and they still feel like a thorn in your side, a monkey on your back, that chip on your shoulder, because you haven't released it. So it's still there and it still kind of pokes at you. And every now and again, one of those memories will creep up and you'll be like, oh, that fucking asshole or that fucking bitch or that douchebag or whatever. It's because you haven't released the person yet. You will only get that release and that freedom from the monkey and that thorn and that chip. You will only get that freedom when you forgive and release them. So your forgiveness and your forgiving in this person has nothing to do with them. They don't realize that right now you're walking around with a chip on your shoulder, a thorn in your side, a monkey on your back. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't care what you're feeling. They don't care about your hurt. They don't care about any of that. So when you forgive them, they don't even know that they still are causing you pain. You are causing your own undue pain right now. You're the cause of your pain right now because you are still hanging on to all this bullshit from last week, last month, 5 years ago, 10, 25 fucking years ago, however many years ago it was. You're still hanging on to all of this anger and all of this hurt, and you're still blaming that guy from 25 years ago when he's not the cause of your pain and hurt anymore. You are. I know that's a hard pill to swallow, but it's true. It really is. So I was physically abused starting from the age of 10. mom first and then dad carried on. But anyway, whatever. I was physically abused. And then after that, once I left there, you know, emotionally, verbally, sexually abused. And about 4 years ago, I always get these years and these dates mixed up. When I hit rock bottom and had to take stock of my life, and I had to really look deep into my life and see what was going on and what was working and what wasn't working and why am I so fucking miserable, and you know, everything was bad. And I realized I had to take each person that hurt me and forgive them. I had to let go of them because they were still hanging around. They were still that monkey on my back. And I was tired of carrying them. That's what happens when you continue to hate, think about, hold a grudge to that person from 25 years ago. You're carrying all of that extra weight. It doesn't serve you. It does you no good to hang on to that anymore. So I released these people. Dear John, remember that really shitty thing you did to me? Well, it really fucking hurt. It was really horrible. But you know what? I don't live there anymore. You're not going to hurt me anymore. I forgive you. Goodbye. So this is a truth letter, and I wrote a truth letter to every single person that hurt me. Some of my truth letters are about 5 to 6 pages long, and you just write and you write and you write until you've released all of that horrible shit that's just eating up at your soul and your heart, and you just keep writing. And then when you're done, you'll have a good cry fest when you're done. But when you're done, you're going to feel free. Don't send the letter. Just get it all out. Forgive them and release them. You're not going to find peace of mind until you do that. Your heart is never going to be free until you do that. That grudge, you'll always hang on to that grudge until you do that. Forgiveness has nothing to do with them. Forgiveness is all about you. Releasing anger. Releasing toxicity. Getting all that out. That's what it's all about. It's got nothing to do with them. So I just gave you my little tip on forgiveness, which is writing truth letters. I'm going to talk a little bit about writing truth letters. I do this. I actually still do this to this day. The last time I wrote a truth letter was about probably about 6 months ago, because there's still somebody from way back in my past that still pisses me off. And every now and again, I'm like, all right, fuck you. And I'm like, dear John, blah, and I just write like crazy. And then I release it and then I'm done with it. So, I mean, this is clearly the case where you're never going to forget what happened, but you will forgive and release. And every now and again, when a memory comes up, just write out a truth letter, or you can just brush it away and then just carry on with your day. So I'll take a pen and a paper and I'll just write and write and write, and I'll write every horrible fucking thing that this person did to me. I will write all the horrible, angry, toxic feelings I have towards them. I will just get it all out. And when I'm done with it, I usually burn it. Or I'll just rip it up into a million bajillion pieces and I'll throw it in the garbage. So that's what I do when I'm feeling very agitated towards somebody that has hurt me in the past, or anything like that. A memory that creeps up where it's time to, oh God, I have to go through the forgiveness thing again. And it eventually gets easier, but you've got to take the first step. You have to recognize, first and foremost, that forgiveness is for you. You need to do that. Understand that you forgive people for your peace of mind, for your freedom, for the freedom in your heart and your soul. Keep that in mind, all right? Then once you've recognized that, then I want you to sit down and write a truth letter. Dear John, this is me. Remember that shit you did, blah, blah, blah. And just write. I want you to do that. Please don't mail the letter, for God's sakes. Please don't mail it. You're not supposed to mail the truth letter. This is just your letter. burn it, shred it, rip it up, do whatever it is that you have to do. And then maybe the next day or in a week from then, write your next truth letter to the next person that really hurt you. I want you to take the people that are forefront in your mind, like maybe your last ex or your last boss or an old neighbor. It could be anybody. Take them one by one. Maybe a week apart, maybe a couple of days apart, however comfortable you feel, write the truth letter, get it out, and just continue to send love to these people. I know that's hard to do, but continue to send love to them and continue to forgive them. I forgive you. Oh, there's that memory of John again. Okay, you know what, dude? I forgive you. I don't live in my past anymore. You don't live inside my head anymore. I forgive you. I gotta let you go, John. I forgive you. See you later. Just keep doing that. And you'll see in time, it probably took me about, I'm going to say a good year, because I had a lot of people to forgive. So I'm going to say it was probably a good year when I finally, I just had an aha moment, and I don't even know when it was. I had a moment where it just hit me, and I just kind of went, oh, I don't really hate anybody anymore. And I feel really light and free. I have a spring in my step. I have a song in my heart. And for once, I'm really fucking happy. That's how I felt. And that's how I still feel to this day. And that's what I want for you. I want you guys to have that freedom in your heart, that song, that skip in your step. Because we're here to live a life of crazy fucking ridiculous joy. So that's what I want for you guys. So that's what I want you guys to do. I want you guys to start forgiving the douchebags from the past one by one, slow and easy, but I want you to do that. If you liked this show, I have a favor to ask you guys. I don't know which platform you're listening on, but if there is a review option, could you please leave a review? 5 stars would be awesome. Please leave a review because that's how, for all of us artists and creators, even on my Facebook page, or on medium.com and anywhere where we write or create or do anything like that. The reviews help us. When you review us, it helps us to reach more people and get our message across and around the world. So I'd really appreciate it if you left a review. That would be really awesome. My full description, all the places you can find me is in the description box, whichever platform you're on. My website, my Facebook page, Pinterest, Medium. You can find me just about anywhere, actually. So thanks for listening. I think that's a wrap. Thanks for listening. And I will catch you again, probably in a couple days. See you later. Bye.